I got a call one night at 11:30, and it was a man I didn't know on the phone. He said, "Is this Dennis?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "Is this Dennis Higgins?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "My brother is Harry, and he must know you." And right away I said, "Oh, yes, I love Harry. He's always calling me on the phone and says, 'Young Dennis, how are we doing today? Harry is like a brother to me.'" And he said, "Well, Harry's had a stroke. He's in the hospital up here in Dallas, Texas. His right side is paralyzed, and the doctor said it doesn't look good. He scribbled a note on a piece of paper with his left hand, and we finally got the numbers and figured out the name, and he said, 'Call Dennis.'" So he said, "Could you help me with something?" And I said, "What?" And he goes, "Why am I calling you?" And I said, "Because I can help your brother." I said, "Do you have faith in your brother's judgment?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "Do you have faith in what could be the last message your brother ever wrote to you to carry that out to the best of your ability?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "Okay, I need you to use the love for your brother, and I'm going to tell you what to do. Tomorrow, you promise me that you go in there and you're the one that goes in there to visit Harry. None of the other relatives, not the parents. You have to be the first one in there tomorrow morning. And you go up and you take Harry's hand and you just shake it up and down like you were shaking his hand normally. And you tell him these exact words: 'I called Dennis and he told me to do this, and that you would be all right. Now, can you say that?'" And he repeated it back to me exactly. And I said, "If you love your brother and want to help your brother, be sure you say those exact words." So he promised me that's what he would do. He hung up. And immediately I sat down and did my remote viewing. I did my remote influencing. And I needed someone in Harry's aura, in Harry's energy field, to do a healing on Harry. And I wasn't there in Dallas. I was in another town. So I had a connection with his brother. So I remotely influenced his brother and filled his brother with healing energy and visualized that when he shook Harry's hand, all this healing energy, spurred on by his love and desire to help Harry, would flow into Harry and heal him. And then I saw Harry being perfect. Well, the next day, about 3 o'clock, the phone rang. And what I heard on that even makes me emotional today. I heard, "Young Dennis, how are things going?" It was Harry. He regained his speech. He could move. He could walk. And Harry still thanks me for that. So these are techniques that you can do. This is why you were hardwired this way. Why do you think you were given this equipment? You were given this equipment so that you could function this way. Why was this program sent to Jose Silva? Why have the good people at Nightingale Connect, why are they putting this on a CD? And why did you buy this program? You're buying this program to take your rightful place as a healer, as someone who can affect the planet, affect the outcome, and make this a better world in which to live. When we're doing the three scenes technique or remote viewing, remote healing, remote influencing, we have a desire to do that. And we have a belief in our ability because we've seen this work. As you gradually build your confidence, and that's where you can use this workbook that comes with this program to record your positive successes and tune in to those frequencies of when you accomplish this. And so you build up your belief in yourself and your own abilities and the way the universe is structured and in these techniques through successes. And then you have an expectancy. You expect it to be that way. So desire, belief, and expectancy. Now, if I came to you and told you it wasn't going to work all the time, would you hit the stop button on the CD and say, well, if it doesn't work all the time, I don't want to use it? What if I came to you and said, you can make it work most of the time? That most of the time, you'll be able to do some remote healing, to help someone, to save a life, to change a life, to help someone in need, to change some pretty tough circumstances. And then sometimes those results won't be there. You'll fine-tune, you'll change, and that thing happens anyway, or a person leaves the planet anyway, or a situation doesn't quite come out the way you want it. We're not saying that you can change everything in your environment. We're saying you can change most of the things in your environment. So when you work on a project and you do your best and it just doesn't come out that way, that doesn't say you're not good at this. It doesn't say you're not cut out to be a functioning, effective, intuitive here on the planet and change things from a distance. What it means is that thing just wasn't meant to happen. So I have faith, Jose Silva had faith, that most of the things you do will come out fine. So let's create a space now for it not to come out fine all the time. And let's have a place to put that in your thinking. And you can say, well, I'll get better at that. Or maybe that was meant to happen. So it's important to review your successes. Review your successes over and over. And this worked, that worked, that's great. And on the ones that aren't successful, just say, well, what else could I have done? Or what will I do next time?